Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 118. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we've got a ton of marketing inspiration on tap for you. We'll be sharing 9 marketing ideas that you can try that don't include blogging, which we've all could use a little break from once in a while.
We'll also be sharing a strategy that you can use to help identify new and exciting marketing opportunities for your business. Much of this episode was inspired by our good friends, Heaton Shaw and Suzanne Sue, so a huge shout out to them for their incredible work in the marketing space.
As always, a warm welcome to the show. Let's kick it off.
Let's start with how to identify more marketing opportunities for your business. Because as we all know, there are tons of opportunities out there. You just have to know what you're looking for. And since there are virtually unlimited tactics to choose from, it does take practice to get good at narrowing them down.
Exactly. As you said, Haley, as marketers, we have hundreds of channels to choose from. And within each of those channels, there are literally thousands of tactics you could apply. And as many of us have experienced in the past, if you try to do everything with your marketing strategy, you sort of end up doing, well, nothing. You tend to lose your purpose and overall goals. By keeping it simple and staying focused, you ultimately drive more results.
And keeping it simple can seem a bit, well, simplistic, for lack of a better word. But if you think about the purpose of marketing, it is quite straightforward. The whole goal of marketing is to get more people to see your product, and hopefully, eventually, they end up buying your product, whether it's a physical product, a digital product, or a service. The idea is the same.
Exactly. So let's jump into talking more about these opportunities we've mentioned. A big shout out to Heaton Shaw for this section, as he has a really great blog post about focusing as a marketer. And we're using some of his examples in here. If you're interested, we'll include the link to this article in the show notes, which you can find, of course, at blog.buffer.com. And fun fact, we also had the pleasure of chatting with Heaton on the podcast back in episode number 16, if you'd like to give that a listen. Total throwback.
I mean, that episode was over 100 episodes ago. That's pretty wild.
I can't even believe that. How far we have come. And I, it's funny. I'd love to know how many people were listeners back in episode 16 that still listen now.
Yeah, send us a tweet. And I mean, regardless, shout out to all of our listeners, past, present, future, any other times.
We love
shout
y'all.
Out to you.
Shout out. All right, back to those marketing opportunities. We're going to talk about web traffic specifically to start. First up, let's talk about what you can do with web traffic to your website.
Let's do it. And this is something that we haven't talked about too much here on the show, but if you've been doing everything we talk about every week on social and elsewhere, you should hopefully be seeing some traffic come into your website. But a lot of times we don't think about what we'd like those visitors to do or what they should be doing on our website. And so the first strategy for identifying new opportunities is to challenge your current assumptions and best practices. You may be doing things in marketing and have no idea why, which is all right because we all do that. But the more you can question everything, the more opportunities you're going to uncover in that process.
As Heaton Shaw talks about in his article, at Crazy Egg, they originally used a quote-unquote minimal homepage because they figured that less information for visitors to consume actually meant less friction to sign up. But by simply running some homepage tests, they actually found that the opposite was true. In reality, their homepage was leaving visitors confused about the product. What they found was that a long-form homepage, 20 times the length of the original homepage, lifted trial signups by 30%.
Such a major shift. And remember, as we go through these best practices, they don't just have to apply to website traffic. They could apply to all sorts of marketing strategies like social media, emails, podcasts, and whatever else you're using right now. For example, if you're posting only links to your website on Facebook, but finding that you're not getting the results that you'd like, challenge your assumptions about what kind of content your audience wants to see. Experiment with videos or GIFs or infographics. Maybe use a bunch of emojis.
Yeah, great point, Haley. You know, there is really a science behind all of this marketing stuff.
I see what you did there.
But when talking about running experiments, it's important to remember that small incremental tests instead of putting all of your eggs in one basket is important to do. That will de-risk you and help lead to compound growth over time. For example, Heaton talks about how Kevin Lee and Sergey Sorokin of the Yahoo growth team managed to drive Yahoo's mail app to the top of the app store by running more than 122 tests over 10 weeks. These small tests that only led to, 2 to 3% gains each time, but together they compounded into a 1,000 increase in the CTR.
Such a great example. It's kind of similar to like investing, right? If you save and invest small amounts of money over time, say $20 a week, that'll eventually become a large sum of money because of compound interest. And so just because $20 doesn't feel like a lot right now, it adds up in a big way over time. And the same goes for marketing. Small improvements to your product, social media content, email content, landing page, and pretty much everything else, it will result in bigger gains in the long run.
You're speaking to my heart here, Haley.
I know you're into investing.
Yes, yes. There's so many relevant use cases for investing, in particular social media.
It's true.
I also wanted to quickly chat about another way to identify marketing opportunities for your business before we get into some fun ideas, and that's to optimize strategies you might have forgotten about. One way to do that is to simply republish old content in new channels. In other words, don't let great content go to waste. Go back and look at all of the content you've published in the past and then republish and reshare it on new channels. By taking old blog posts and getting them in front of a new audience on Medium, for example, we were able to increase traffic from Medium by more than 1,200%.
Yeah, Medium in particular has been a big traffic source for us over the last few years. And we apply this strategy to other channels as well. For example, we'll pull a list from Google Analytics of posts that we've written in the past that are still receiving some great traffic. And we'll simply update them, new content, new graphics, and new look and feel completely. And what we found is that by updating old content, we've been able to increase traffic to certain blog posts by more than 300% in just a few weeks. Multiply that by 50 or 100 articles, and all of a sudden, you have a brand new traffic source to your website.
Just like that. And the last thing to remember is that you're playing the long game. It takes a long time to build up a social media presence and audience that engages with and shares your content on a regular basis.
I'm just going to end here on a really great Heaton Shaw quote. He says, "Content marketing is a long-term investment. When you start out, you're trying to carve out a foothold by building up little islands of content and an early audience. Over time, as you load up on the high-quality content, your audience loves and shares. These islands start to group together and form continents on the internet that people land on."
Next up, let's talk about some marketing ideas that aren't blogging. We, of course, are big believers in blogging at Buffer, and has been a huge part of how people hear about Buffer, but we also recognize that blogging isn't everyone's strength, and it's not what every audience is looking for. There are tons of other marketing ideas you can run with that don't involve blogging, so let's take a look at some of those.
It's true that so many marketing ideas revolve around blogging, so hopefully this is a little bit refreshing. All right, the first one we have for you today is offline experiences that you organize, like a conference or event. And I mean, if you really think of it, a conference is just kind of like in-person content marketing, except instead of sharing a blog post with your audience, you're sharing a talk. And the scale of a conference isn't the only offline experience available. I mean, you can do meetups or workshops, which I know you've done a lot of workshops, Brian.
Yeah, we've done several workshops here at Buffer, you know, 30, 40, 50 people, really intimate setting, and they're always so much they're almost so much more fun and engaging, and you know, we actually have a lot of customers that come out of those. And yeah, so they're really great. And another note that involves speaking, a popular marketing idea is of course to start a podcast, which you might already know because, well, you're listening to this one right now.
Yep. This is one marketing idea that's really working for us and honestly, plenty of other people as well. One of the reasons that podcasts are reaching people in different contexts than blogging is that it's much more personal to hear our voices than read our words. Plus, it's so easy to listen to podcasts while doing other things like traveling, driving, walking, cleaning. So I think it's one of the reasons that podcasts as a medium are a lot more popular right now.
Yeah, and when you think about it, podcasts are the kind, or you know, they're kind of the best way to talk to your audience because you're speaking directly into their ear, as creepy as that might sound. The one thing to keep in mind with podcasts is that, like other types of marketing, it won't perform for you if you don't have a goal in mind. So be sure to set up some goals and strategy ahead of time.
Another marketing idea, and if you've listened to this show for a while, it will come as no surprise that we're recommending this, is to do a video series. We have seen a lot of success on video. Check out episode number 95 for all of our YouTube marketing tips, and because that is would be really helpful for this too.
What a video series looks like is totally up to you. We have one every Thursday on Instagram by our teammate Bonnie, who does a sort of trivia show, which has been successful. We've also put out an entire series on YouTube about small business marketing practices and have seen great results from that as well. But moving away from multimedia options for a minute, another marketing idea is to write a book.
It sort of seems pretty daunting to say write a book, but I bet it's easier to write one with your team than it is to do it all alone. I could be wrong here, but this is becoming a more popular form of marketing since it's easier than ever to publish your own books. You can also go a little smaller than a full book and try creating a short ebook to start. I mean, I'd love to see a buffer book one day, full or ebook.
Yeah, you know, we explored it last year, and so we're pretty much experts on what it would take to write a book. So maybe that's a complete episode entirely. And a good example of a company that is rocking it at ebooks is HubSpot, so check them out if you need some inspiration. But next up is something that I've done several times at Buffer with, you know, really great success, and that's to teach a class. So I went through Skillshare and taught two separate classes on social media marketing, and we have a class up on creating company values, which is also great. So we'll include links to both of those in the show. We've reached so many people through these classes, and many of them new to Buffer because they found out about us through the class, which is a great benefit. Oh, and oh, by the way, our Skillshare classes have generated more than $30,000 in revenue for our company.
No small thing. That's pretty incredible, Brian. So sort of on a smaller scale from teaching a class, but you know, kind of in a similar vein, is to host a webinar. It's really easy to set up. And again, this is another great way to be in front of your audience on camera or through voice. Plus, I think there's a little less pressure than something like a YouTube series, because on a webinar, you're there to interact with the audience and not necessarily make it evergreen content to, you know, last forever. So I also think webinars are a great opportunity to team up with other companies, and hopefully you will be able to introduce each other to your respective audiences.
Absolutely. I think webinars are one of the biggest channels for growth for a lot of companies out there. For this next idea, it's not blogging, but it's probably the most content marketing type of social media that you can do, and that's Instagram. We're huge fans of Instagram, and we totally believe it could do wonders for your business and community when it's properly leveraged. Check out episodes 84 and 99 for lots of more tips on Instagram.
All right, last but not least, let's talk about what probably isn't anyone's first idea, but it works, and that's forums. Places like Quora or Slack groups or other more traditional forums are really where content and community comes together.
Yes, forums just sound unsexy. I don't want to spend all day in a forum, but let's be honest, they still answer a lot of people's intent-based queries. And as long as they're public, they're highly indexable. And what we mean by intent-based queries is that people are looking for specific answers to their questions, and this is where they go to get them answered.
Yeah, don't give up on forums just yet, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. If you ever want to get in touch with Haley or myself, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast. As always, you can say hi to us anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Thank you for tuning into our show every single week. You make this fun and are the entire reason we do what we do, so thank you. Let us know if you give any of our marketing ideas a try. We'd love to hear from you. Until next Monday, everyone.